Can a town divorce its regional planning commission? With a vote this week, Morristown is essentially trying to do just that. Public Post reporter Amy Noyes has the story.
Only the breadth of Portland Street separates the offices of the Lamoille County Planning Commission and the town offices of Morristown. But when it comes to their working relationship, they're miles apart. And so it wasn't a total surprise this week when the Morristown Select Board and the Morrisville Village Trustees unanimously voted to walk away from the Regional Planning Commission.
They voted to end their relationship with the Planning Commission and affiliate with a Northeastern Vermont Development Association. However, there's a lot of details that aren't covered in that particular vote.
That's Tasha Wallace. She's executive director of the Lamoille County Planning Commission. LCPC, as it's known, covers the 10 towns and 5 villages in Lamoille County, including Morristown and its village, Morrisville. Dan Lindley is the town administrator in Morristown. He says Monday's vote of the select board and village trustees has been a long time coming.
There's been a lot of thought and a lot of discussion that has gone into this. I think both boards are looking to work with an organization that they feel that there can be a productive relationship with.
Morristown officials who work with LCPC say the regional commission doesn't have the same priorities as the town. Morristown is the commercial hub of what is largely a rural county with two large ski resorts, Stowe and Smuggler's Notch. Lindley admits it's a big move and not one that happens often in Vermont.
I don't think there's really, at least to my knowledge, that there's been a lot of change in the compositions of any of the regional planning commissions across the state. So I doubt that there's ever been that much discussion before about changing. We're just looking for, you know, that type of relationship that I think will fit the community better for what we do here.
And where they're looking is to the Northeast Kingdom and the Northeastern Vermont Development Association. It's been decades since a municipality sought to switch regional planning commissions, but it has happened before and there is a state policy in place. Chris Cochran is the Director of Community Planning and Revitalization for the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. Cochran says while there is a process spelled out for switching regional planning commissions, a town must be contiguous to its desired new region, and Morristown is in the center of Lamoille County.
In the case of Morrisville, I think that's the biggest stumbling block to their proposal because they're kind of the center of the donut hole, if you will, and I don't see how they can make that contiguity argument without getting another neighboring town to participate. I don't know if those conversations have occurred, but that would be a critical step for the community to take if they wanted to proceed and meet the statutory requirements.
Wolcott is the only town that lies solidly between Morristown and the Northeast Kingdom, and Wolcott officials say they have yet to be approached by Morristown or Morrisville. David Snedecker is executive director of the Northeastern Vermont Development Association. He says he hasn't received a formal request from Morristown or Morrisville to join his organization, and he's doubtful the state would approve such a request.
Given the language in Vermont statute and the Agency of Commerce and Community Development's policy on changing RPC boundaries, it seems unlikely that the municipalities would be able to change RPCs. I do think this is an unfortunate situation, and I would hope that the town and village are able to work with the Lamoille County Planning Commission to resolve any issues that they may have.
LCPC's Tasha Wallace echoed that sentiment.
Planning, by its very nature, is collaborative. The state, regional planning commissions, and municipalities work together. So we are disappointed in this action, and we're very hopeful we will find a way to move forward with the community. We're committed to a seamless planning throughout this region.
And Wallace says it would be hard to plan for the county with a piece missing from the middle of the puzzle.
They're really in the heart of the region, and so many things that we do.
If Morristown's effort to switch regions fails, the town could remain unaffiliated. However, that might mean losing access to some government funding, such as community development block grants and money for Morrisville's designated downtown. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.